The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. Hi, Frank. What do you have in your – I always picture sort of an attaché case, a briefcase. You know,
briefcase. Yeah, I do.
I used to carry one.
Yeah,
right.
I carried one. Yeah, absolutely. Stuffed with paper.
Uh-huh, and you clip
it open. Now it's thinner. Yeah, it's thinner, but still stuffed with ideas. So today we're going to talk about – you're going to love this one, actually, because it's subjects that stir you. We're going to talk about little aches and pains that amount to really big money, okay? So I'll give you a little context. I have a CPAP machine for my sleep apnea, and I've had it for years. So it's a simple little machine that blows air into my mouth while I'm sleeping. It keeps my throat open so I don't snore. I used to snore very badly. Don't snore anymore. But much more importantly, I don't have any apnea. Now, that's where the loss of your throat tightens, you lose oxygen, and your heart actually skips a beat. Now, that was happening to me many times an hour. That's dangerous. It can lead to a stroke. So I got this CPAP machine a couple of years ago. Frankly, saved my life. It's terrific. So as a result of that, about once a month, I get a phone call from a CPAP machine supplier. And they say, whoa, it's time for, you know, a new mask or new tubes or a whole. And I used to say, you know, in the beginning, I would say, oh, yeah, oh, gee, send me that. And then I turned around, I look in my closet, and I've got boxes full of these tubes and masks and filth that I don't need. This machine doesn't wear out within a month or even 2 months. I mean, this is crazy. So then I started saying, no, don't send me that box of stuff. I don't need it anymore. Just send me a couple of filters or send me one mask. Okay, that's all I need. So I was kind of proud of myself finally figuring that out, because there I was sort of in my own little way. I'm fighting Medicare waste and fraud, and this is no small matter. That amounts to about $50 billion a year. In a lot of it is just unnecessary medicine. Sometimes you get innocently, like the people trying to sell me an extra tube I don't need, and sometimes it's a scheme. So obviously, my antenna was up. I pick up the Washington Post last week. There's this tiny story that really caught my eye. We're talking about 24 people. That's not a lot of people. 24 people charged with this Medicare fraud for unnecessary medical equipment. And guess what? To the tune of $1.2 billion. So all told, it's $50 billion in waste. This little group of people were involved with 1.2 billion of that. So handful of people.
How much?
Tracked just 1.2 billion out of the 50 billion that is wasted on unnecessary equipment at Medicare. That's a lot.
That's
24 people.
Yeah.
So you got a handful of people. They essentially tricked hundreds of thousands of Medicare beneficiaries, talked them into unnecessary equipment. They operated in only six states. Well, the FBI says six states so far because the investigation is continuing. So that's New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Florida, South Carolina, Texas, and California. Just a slice of the country. Still $1.2 billion. And Jill, I'm going to explain how it worked. But we can call it telefraud. And I know this rings your bell, because it features two things that really annoy you: cold calling and telemedicine. To your favorite topics.
Telemedicine. Yeah.
I know you're growling.
I can't help it. I'm so sorry. I apologize. It is the element of the opportunity for scam is so scary. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I'm old, so I've seen so many various financial products advertised that you wouldn't touch with a barge pole. And, I also have to talk people out of it. It's like, really? No, it's okay. And to see the same thing happen with medicine is just terrifying.
Yes, it is. And it's costing taxpayers, obviously, billions of dollars in wasted tax money. And here's how it works. I'm going to explain it to you. It's organized crime. So you get a handful of people, they start out by creating call centers, usually in the Philippines or in Latin America, where you can get people for next to no money at all to make phone calls all day long. At the same time, they created telemedicine companies with real United States doctors. So they've got a call center and they've got the doctors to back it up. So the call centers go to work. They start dialing randomly and whatnot, and they reach Medicare beneficiaries. And when they get them on the phone, they say, "Hey, how you doing today? You got any aches? You got any aches and pains?" Well, look, at a certain age, we all have little aches and pains. Yeah, oh, my neck is stiff, and you know, my knee hurts when I walk up the stairs, and I think I twisted my wrist the other day. Whatever these little ailments are, or my back is chronic. Okay. Oh, well, you need a brace. You need a brace for your neck. You need a brace for your knee, your ankle, whatever. Okay. The person will say, "Yeah, you sure I really need that?" Yeah. A doctor's going to call you. We're going to diagnose you. So they take that telephone number. They hand it over to these telemedicine companies that they control. And guess what? A real U.S. doctor makes a call. 2-minute diagnosis. Oh, your neck is stiff. You need a neck brace. Okay. So they're writing prescriptions for people on a 2-minute diagnosis. And in some cases, Jill, they didn't even bother to make the phone call. They just have the name of the person, the telephone number, and they write an order for a brace for them. Why would a doctor, right? Why would a doctor do something like that? Because the call centers were paying the doctors for each brace order. And these orders, once they have, the call center has the order, then with bribes and kickbacks, they would sell the order to these durable medical equipment makers, who then would ship out the braces and then turn to the government to be paid, right? This is Medicare. I just got a brace. This Medicare beneficiary. It's covered by Medicare. The government pays, now sends me a check. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, CMS, forks over the money that keeps this scheme going. What amazed me was how many crooked, durable medical equipment makers there are out there. Now, this is just one scheme, a really big one, but still just one scheme. As a result of the investigation so far, CMS has suspended 130 durable medical equipment makers. That's amazing. It's amazing to me.
It's just amazing what the internet. I mean, there are really wonderful things about the internet, but the capacity for really just the lowest hanging fruit fraud is staggering.
Yeah, there's so much money involved in this. That's what explains
exactly
why this goes and why why doctors would risk their professions and
licenses and everything,
their freedom.
Absolutely.
Why durable medical equipment makers, so many of them would participate in this kickback and accept a bribe and kick back some of the money from CMS to these call centers with these orders. There's so much money involved here. One CEO, one person, he ran two of the telemarketing companies involved in this scheme. So he pleaded guilty. His slice of it, this one doctor, his slice is $424 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
He alone has to pay $200 million in restitution. You know what else they were doing? They were laundering the money when it came in. They were laundering the money. They were hiding it in shell companies. I mean, this was really organized. And there's one doctor in Toms River, New Jersey, who deserves a shout-out. His name is Joseph D. Caruso. So Dr. D. Caruso, one guy in Toms River, he's charged in participating in creating some of these unnecessary orders, okay? Guess what his amount of involvement is? $13 million. One doctor. $13 million of what the FBI says are unnecessary orders. I hope he has a wonderful explanation for that, because he's going to need it. Now,
I have a quick, but just before, and we're going to, of course, run out of time. But one of my, the telemedicine things that made my head explode was basically a doctor telling someone that they needed a prescription for doxycycline because the Lyme disease was the best guess, you know, the best whatever.
Right.
And that person wasn't quite savvy enough to know that you actually needed a blood test and that. So how does that work? Do they just do they phone it into a pharmacy that fills it?
Look, some of that stuff is innocent. And look, it is unnecessary medicine, and really doctors and this, we've talked about the Lowen Institute fighting unnecessary, just give you the medicine that you really need. All right, that's their whole reason for being, their terrific outfit. So, but there's some doctors who just overprescribe. They're just being too careful. And I've had that experience myself where a doctor says, oh, you live up in that area and you're outdoors a lot. And you know what? You should have some doxycycline, prescribed to you at the beginning of the year. If you have any doubt about it, start taking the medicine.
Right.
So
that's different than someone who doesn't know being given a prescription for something that they just heard from their virtual doctor.
Then the doctors are getting we've plenty of schemes where the doctors get lavish gifts, vacations,
or whatever from the pharmacy.
Maybe wristwatch, maybe real money for prescribing medicine that people don't really need. Look at this opioid crisis. That's what fueled it. These doctors were out there just pumping these. Somebody had to write the prescriptions when they went to the pharmacy. All right, look, let's get back to this because there's a word of warning for our readers and actually can help the FBI. So, as I said, this is an ongoing investigation, but they want to know anybody who's been contacted by any of these telemedicine companies. I would just call them phony because they're involved in this thing, and I'm suspicious. Okay, so the FBI is suspicious too. If you've been involved in any of these video telemedicine companies that I'm about to name, you need to call the FBI. They really want to hear from you. So maybe grab a pencil. Here are the firms. Have you ever gotten a call from Video Doctor USA? Or Afford a Doctor, third one, Web Doctor Plus, and finally Integrated Support Plus. If you've gotten a call from them or gotten a brace from them or anything, any involvement with them, call the FBI. And that's really simple. You call 1-800-CALL-FBI. That's easy to remember. And just in general, be very suspicious of cold calls. I mean, you might listen to the first sentence, okay? But if it sounds too good to be true, we're going to come and we're going to put a shingle your roof and it won't cost you a dime and we'll put in solar panels and siding and your house. What if it sounds too good to be true? Hang up. If you don't need it, we've got a new medicine that's fabulous for diabetes, even though it's a supplement, okay? If you don't need it, hang up.
Cures diabetes and jellyfish.
Any sense of high pressure, hang up. Sorry, Joe.
I said cures diabetes and jellyfish.
Yes. Jellyfish will cure you forever. We talked about this.
I know.
I get these crazy calls. I know you get them too. And I get them often, sometimes a couple of times a week, where you pick up the phone and people are, there's a woman speaking in Mandarin, in Chinese. And it just blah, 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 blah. I have no idea what they're saying. Why in the world they cold call the United States? What the hell is that about? Well, here's what it's about. They do cold call the United States, and they get enough Chinese immigrants who don't understand U.S. law to make a scam work. What they're saying in Mandarin is, we represent Social Security or the Immigration Service or whatever they're scared of, the IRS. And if you don't send us $300 or $500 right away, you're going to be arrested and deported. And there are enough people out there that don't understand the system to support a scheme where you cold call the country looking for people who speak Mandarin and don't understand the United States law. So bottom line here, federal government, they talk about this, but they really have to clamp down on these cold call operations. they're global, they are organized, and there are billions of dollars behind these schemes. But they're real crooks. Your Medicare bill, you're out of pocket. This is big business, and the government should be cracking down on it much harder than now. Congratulations to the FBI on this bust, but I wish I picked up the Washington Post every week and read another story just like this until we stamp this out.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in store.